A vehicle clears a barrier in under 12 seconds. If your face recognition platform and your ANPR system are running on separate stacks, your guards are still manually cross-referencing two alert dashboards when that vehicle is already parked inside the perimeter. I have seen this exact scenario play out not as an edge case, but as a routine daily failure in security operations centers that bought best-of-breed point solutions and assumed integration would sort itself out. The fragmented stack problem nobody talks about in the RFP stage. Procurement teams evaluating surveillance AI tend to focus on detection accuracy, understandably. Accuracy matters enormously. But the conversation rarely reaches what happens operationally when accurate detections from two separate systems arrive on two separate consoles with timestamps that don't align. The failure mode is well documented in Videorake's analysis of split-stack deployments. Running separate face recognition and ANPR platforms produces duplicate alerts and mismatched event timelines. Guards spend the critical first seconds of an incident correlating data manually rather than acting on it. By the time the picture resolves, the vehicle or the person has moved. This is not a software quality problem. It is an architectural problem. Two platforms mean two event streams, two alert formats, two timing references, and two sets of audit logs that will never quite match when you need them to in a post-incident review. The promise of API integration glosses over the latency, the mapping of entity IDs across systems, and the ongoing maintenance burden every time either vendor ships a schema change. What simultaneous actually means for an operator. Videra IQ runs 9 AI detection engines simultaneously across the same camera feeds, face recognition, ANPR, intrusion detection, line cross, fire and smoke, unauthorized access, and more. Every engine runs on the same timestamp. Every event feeds a single, correlated timeline. That architectural choice sounds like a product brochure claim until you think through what it means at the moment of an incident. When a vehicle triggers ANPR blacklist matching on entry, the face recognition engine has already been processing the driver's face from the same feed, at the same timestamp. The alert the operator receives is one notification, plate, face match status, location tag, video clip, timestamp delivered as a single package, not a bare ping. There is no second console to check. There is no mental reconciliation required. Compare that to the fragmented stack scenario. ANPR fires first, it tends to be faster on a clean plate read. Face recognition fires later, from a different system, with a different timestamp. The guard receives two partial alerts that may or may not describe the same event. Automated correlation fails. Manual reconciliation begins. The 15-second alert delay that lets a vehicle clear a gate before any operator can act is bad enough as a single system latency problem. It is worse when it is a multi-system synchronization problem wearing a latency problem's clothes. The accuracy threshold that changes the fragmented stack calculus. Face recognition accuracy has improved dramatically across the industry. The Security Industry Association reports that false positive rates have dropped to 0.2%, down from 4% 4 years prior. NIST 2024 benchmark data shows top performers achieving false negative identification rates below 0.15% at a false positive identification rate of 0.001. These numbers matter, but they assume a single, well-integrated system. When you run face recognition and ANPR as separate platforms, a correlated false positive becomes a doubled false positive, two systems firing incorrectly on the same event, each generating its own alert, each requiring individual dismissal. The operator burden doesn't add, it multiplies. At 95 to 97% accuracy on a 200 camera deployment, a single system operator is already swamped with hundreds of false positive alerts per day. The recommended threshold for 24/7 SOC environments is greater than or equal to 99%. Anything below that makes sustained human oversight operationally impossible. Now imagine two systems each running below that threshold, each feeding separate alert queues. The case for a unified architecture isn't philosophical. It's arithmetic. Videorake's published detection accuracy of 99.4% across live deployments, with alert latency under 3 seconds, is only useful if the alert arrives as actionable intelligence rather than a fragment requiring manual correlation. Accuracy is table stakes. The architecture that delivers that accuracy to an operator in a usable form is the differentiator. Watchlist staleness, the fragmented stack's silent risk. There is a second failure mode that fragmented stacks make dramatically worse, watchlist staleness. Buyers test accuracy at procurement, using a static watch list. They rarely test how quickly a new entry added mid-shift propagates to live camera matching. In a split-stack environment, adding a new high-risk individual to a watch list requires updating two separate systems potentially with different formats, different propagation timelines, and different operator workflows. The window between added to the watch list and actively matched on camera is a genuine security gap. Watch list staleness is a distinct failure mode equal in risk to a missed match, and the larger the deployment and the more fragmented the stack, the longer that window stays open. A unified platform with a single watch list propagated to all detection engines simultaneously closes that gap by design. It is not a feature to tick in an RFP. It is a structural advantage that only exists when the engines share the same data layer. Compliance complexity doubles when vendors do. Biometric and vehicle data collected for security purposes is regulated GDPR, HIPAA, CCPA, BIPA, and the compliance burden is not trivial. Videorake's platform is built to GDPR and HIPAA standards across a unified data layer. When you run separate platforms from separate vendors, you have two data processors, two sets of data processing agreements, two audit trails, and two incident response obligations under breach notification rules. That is not an abstract concern. Regulators do not accept RANP our vendor didn't notify us as a mitigation. The compliance case for unified platforms is as strong as the operational one, and it is almost never surfaced during procurement. A framework for evaluating any unified platform claim. Not every vendor that claims unified detection actually delivers it. Some bolt separate modules onto a shared UI without shared event correlation. Three questions cut through the marketing. Are events from different detection engines correlated on a single timeline by the platform, or does correlation happen only in a reporting layer after the fact? If it's the latter, you still have a fragmented stack, it just has a prettier dashboard. When a watch list entry is added, how long before all detection engines are matching against it on live feeds? Get a specific, testable answer. Run that test during a pilot. What does the alert payload actually contain? A notification that sends you to a console to find the clip and location tag is not the same as an alert that delivers the clip, location tag, and timestamp as one package. The difference in operator response time is measurable. Pilot methodology matters here. The recommended approach is to start with around 20 cameras, track false positive rate and mean time from event to operator receipt, and stress test watch list update propagation mid-shift. Three conditions to cover: high traffic entry points at peak hours, low light or adverse weather, and watch list update speed during an active shift. If the numbers hold at 20 cameras, the architecture scales. If they don't, you learn that before you've committed to 200. The integration tax is paid every shift. The case against fragmented security AI stacks is not that the individual components are bad. It's that the integration tax, the manual correlation, the alert duplication, the watch list synchronization lag, the doubled compliance overhead is paid every shift, by every operator, invisibly. It shows up as operator fatigue, as response time that exceeds the window where intervention is possible, and as post-incident review sessions where nobody can reconstruct a clean timeline because two systems told two different stories. With 85% of CCTV footage never reviewed by human operators, the footage itself is not the bottleneck. The bottleneck is turning detection into action in time for action to matter. A unified architecture that monitors over 10,000 cameras across deployments in 7 or more countries with sub-3-second alert delivery earns that latency number by removing the inter-system handoffs where time is lost. Buyers who evaluate face recognition and ANPR as separate line items in separate vendor relationships will spend years paying the integration tax they didn't budget for. The smarter question at procurement is not which face recognition vendor is most accurate. It is, what happens between detection and the moment an operator can act and how many systems are in that chain. Fewer is better. One is best. Start your free Videra IQ trial and see what 9 detection engines on a single unified timeline looks like in your environment. Clearview AI was fined €30.5 million by the Dutch DPA in 2024, and that was not its first fine. EU regulators have hit it 7 times since 2020, totaling over €100 million. The product worked. Accuracy was not the problem. The problem was what the system was doing with data that regulators classify as among the most sensitive on Earth. That distinction between a system that performs well and a system that is lawful to operate is the trap most enterprise buyers walk straight into when they procure face recognition for their sites. Why accuracy is the wrong first question. Procurement conversations for AI video surveillance almost always start with accuracy. Understandably so. But accuracy distracts from the harder question: what does the system generate, where does it store it, and which regulations govern that data in every country where you deploy? Face recognition generates biometric data. Under GDPR regulation, EU, 2016/679, biometric data is classified as special category data, the highest sensitivity tier, alongside health records and racial or ethnic origin. The same processing that makes face recognition operationally useful is the processing that triggers the most stringent regulatory obligations. That is not a trade-off you can engineer away, it is baked into the category. GDPR is not the only framework in play. HIPAA, CCPA, and Illinois BIPA govern not just how data is stored but how it is captured and processed, and BIPA, in particular, requires written consent before a private entity collects biometric identifiers. Multi-site enterprises operating across jurisdictions may face all 4 simultaneously, with differing obligations that cannot be resolved by a single policy. Facial recognition AI processes face geometry, which GDPR classifies as special category data requiring explicit consent and heightened security. Most buyers learn this after deployment, not before. The logging problem nobody mentions in the demo. Here is where it gets operationally concrete. When Videorake's face recognition module matches a face against a watch list, the system generates an automatic access log. That log is the point. It replaces manual entry, paper lists, and the chronic failure mode of former contractors whose credentials nobody ever revoked. But that log, along with the attached video clip, location tag, and timestamp delivered with every alert, is itself subject to biometric data retention rules. The alert payload is not just an operational artifact. It is regulated data with a clock on it. This matters because of a figure that should stop every security director cold: 85% of CCTV footage is never reviewed, meaning biometric data is captured, stored, and never acted on. Under GDPR's data minimization principle, that unused footage is not neutral. It is a liability. Every day it sits in storage without a documented lawful basis for retention is a day of exposure. Number plate recognition compounds this. Vehicle plate recognition generates movement history cross-site records of when a given vehicle entered or left each facility. Videorake's ANPR module logs every vehicle entry and exit and runs blacklist matching across all sites simultaneously. That cross-site movement record carries its own regulatory exposure depending on jurisdiction. Buyers who treat ANPR as a simpler, lower-risk alternative to face recognition are frequently wrong. The stale watch list is a compliance risk, not just an operational one. Procurement teams spend time evaluating accuracy benchmarks. They spend almost no time evaluating watch list latency, how long it takes for a new entry to propagate to live cameras after it is added. This matters for two reasons. First, operationally, a new entry added mid-shift may not propagate to live cameras instantly, which means a person added to a restricted watch list midday may move through the facility before any camera matches against the updated list. Second, the compliance angle is distinct. A system that is supposed to prevent unauthorized access but fails to propagate updates reliably has a documented control gap. Its stated capabilities do not match its actual behavior, and that is exactly what regulators examine when something goes wrong. The recommended pilot test is simple: add a new watch list entry mid-shift and measure how long before live cameras match against it. Most vendors will not volunteer this test. Run it anyway. What lawful deployment actually requires. Compliance cannot be delegated entirely to the vendor. Buyers must map their specific data flows against the regulations active in each deployment country. A platform being GDPR and HIPAA compliant, as VideoIQ is, establishes the technical and organizational baseline. It does not eliminate the buyer's obligation to determine lawful basis for processing in each jurisdiction, implement retention schedules, and document data subject rights procedures. These steps belong in your procurement process, not your post-deployment remediation list. Map data categories before you map camera feeds, identify which features generate biometric data, face recognition, movement history, ANPR, or access logs that qualify as personal data. Each category may require a separate lawful basis. Set retention schedules at configuration, not at audit. If alert clips are retained indefinitely by default, the system is non-compliant by default. Define retention periods for each data type before go live. Pilot on roughly 20 cameras before scaling. Track false positive rate and mean time from event to operator receipt. At a 200 camera corporate campus, face recognition engines operating at 95 to 97% accuracy produce hundreds of false positive alerts per shift, generating regulated data for non-events at scale. Know that number before you have 480 cameras running. Test watch list propagation latency during the pilot, not as a box to tick, as a documented control you can produce if questioned. Verify compliance posture explicitly. A platform that cannot demonstrate alignment with GDPR, CCPA, BIPA, or HIPAA is a procurement risk regardless of its accuracy score. The market is growing fast, and so is regulatory scrutiny. The global AI-powered video analytics market was valued at $5.63 billion in 2025 and is projected to reach $23.03 billion by 2034, driven by the convergence of AI, deep learning, and edge computing. Regulatory capacity is scaling alongside it. The ClearView AI enforcement pattern repeated, cross-border, and cumulative is not an outlier. It is the template regulators are using. Detailed, automated logs identify unusual activity and support investigations when issues arise. Continuous monitoring ensures suspicious behavior is flagged early. But those same logs become evidence in a regulatory inquiry if they were generated without a documented lawful basis. The operational value and the compliance exposure are the same artifact. A platform operating at 99.4% detection accuracy across more than 10,000 cameras in 7 or more countries, with sub-3-second alert latency, is technically capable of generating an enormous volume of biometric data very quickly. The question is not whether your platform can do that. The question is whether your organization has the governance structure to make doing it lawful. Get the compliance foundation right during procurement. The accuracy scores are the easy part. Start your free video IQ trial and see how a GDPR and HIPAA compliant video intelligence platform handles face recognition, ANPR, and alert logging with the audit trail your compliance team will eventually ask for.